Today's daf is Becharos daf chaf aleph. We are holding on daf chaf amid beis. We're at the brisa about 7 lines from the end of the page on daf chaf amid beis. Tan rabbanan gedia sheyolda shalosh baras. What if you have the following situation? A gedia, a female gedi, gives birth to 3 female offspring. V'kolben osaha yoldu shalosh shalosh, and each of its offspring give birth to 3 offspring. So how many offspring does that make? That's 12 offspring plus the mother. So kula nechnasos l'dir lis aser, that for ma'aser behema, they might all be in the deer at the same time. The halacha is that you have to be ma'aser the animals all from the same year. You can't be ma'aser mishana al-chavrita. So all of them could have been born in the same year. All these generations could have been born in the same year and all have to go through ma'aser behema at the same time. There are a few different pshatim in Rashi in this Gemara, and that's why the Rashi on Chaf Aleph and Aleph is very long, because it goes back to explain in other pshatim what this means. So if you look about halfway down the page of Chaf Aleph and Aleph, Kulan Nechnasan L'dir L'Saser Yachad, says Rashi, D'Kulan Yicholun Lios Naladin Me Elul La'Elul, that all of them might have been born within the same Elul to Elul, because Rosh Chodesh Elul is Rosh Hashanah for Ma'aser Behema. We're not just picking an arbitrary day. It all could be from Elul to Elul. Hashalosh Banos V'Teisha Banosehen. What do we mean all? The 3 daughters and their 9 offspring from them. If they weren't all born in the same year, then there wouldn't be Meiser. They wouldn't be all together in the same pen for Meiser. And we're not mitzarif those who are born after the following Elul. That the situation is not that the grandmother was born the same year, only that the offspring were all born in the same year. So what happened is the Gedia had 3 banos, multiple birth, 3 banos, triplets, on Echad Be'elul, and then 6 months later, those 3 banos got pregnant, and within 6 months, they had their own offspring, all before Rosh Chodesh Elul of the following year. So Amar Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon adds, Aniri Isi She Isra B'toch Shnasa. Back in the Gemara, now Rabbi Shimon says, I saw that they were able to be ma'aser, all these animals that were from their own offspring, all in the same year. So it doesn't sound like Rabbi Shimon is really adding anything. He's saying, yeah, I've seen it happen. So the Gemara is going to say that the real chiddush of Rabbi Shimon is in the word B'toch. That not only did it happen the same year, but betoch implies even earlier on in the year. That it didn't only happen on the very last day of the year where the offspring were born. It could have even happened earlier on in the year. The Gemara is going to say that's the entire Amud Aleph is answering that question of what Rabbi Shimon is adding. But all 4 answers to what Rabbi Shimon is adding emphasize the word betoch. That's the key word in Rabbi Shimon's answer. So it says Gemara Lamedim the missing shalosh shalosh tolid chad minay tlas v'inach tarti tarti. If you want to come up with an example where there are 10 offspring that are all going to be, you know, 2 generations worth of offspring, 10 in total, that are all going to be a Ma'aser Behema in the same year, all you need to come up with is 10 animals. So why do you have to say that the 3 offspring had triplets themselves, which leads you to a total of 12 offspring? Why don't you say that of the three, one of them had triplets and 2 of them had twins, and that will lead you to 10, and that's all you need? Why do we have to set up the case where there are 12 offspring? So answers the Gemara, I did ikach. Well, one of them needs to have triplets in order to arrive at the number 10. Because again, the grandmother doesn't count, because the grandmother wasn't born the same year. So one of them needs to have triplets in order to arrive at the number 10, because you have the 3 plus 2 plus 2 plus the 3 mothers. So that will that will lead you to the number 10. So once we have one of them having triplets, Tanukulu Dialdu Shalosh Shalosh, we mention all of them having triplets. So Frak the Gemara Velami Lil Mr. Shalosh Klal, Lildu Kulu Tarti, Vitadir. Instead of saying that they each have triplets, why don't we have the following situation? Triplets are born on Rosh Chodesh Elul, and then in 6 months later, each of those triplets have twins, and the mother has another baby. The mother has another child. So all of those would still be 2 generations worth of animals that are all being meiser together, and you won't have to say any triplets in that next generation. So says Gemara, Lema Kasavar Mitanefes, Eina Chazeres Violetis Betoch Shnasa. So Imtim Tzilom Mitanefes Chazeres Violetis Betoch Shnasa, Yoledis Vade Eina Chazeres Violetis Betoch Shnasa. So the Gemara first suggests, we'll take one step at a time, first suggests maybe this is a raya that a Mitanefes, that if an animal miscarries, it's not going to be able to give birth again during the same year. And that's why we don't speak about the mother having triplets and then giving birth again 6 months later. That we assume it's not going to give birth, that if it, even if it miscarries, it's not going to give birth in the same year. Obviously, also, if it gives birth, it's not going to give birth again in the same year. That's why we need all of the additional offspring to come from the second generation, not to come back again from the first generation, because the first generation already had her offspring from this year. So each animal will only go through one pregnancy during a year. So is this a raya, therefore, that mitanefes is ein chazeres violedes? Says the Gemara, no, it's not a raya. You could say mitanefes is chazeres violedes, but a yoledes is not chazeres violedes. Meaning, maybe when an animal has a miscarriage, it doesn't take as much out of the body as a full term pregnancy and labor and birth would take out of the body, and therefore the mitanefes will be chazeres violedes, but that which is yoledes, if she actually had a real birth, that's not going to be chazeres violedes. So that is the rejection of the raya. Now the Gemara turns its attention to Rabbi Shimon. What in the world was Rabbi Shimon adding when the Tanakhama says there's a way that you could work it out, that you could have Meister Behema all in the same family in two generations, all from 1 year? You have 10 animals all in 1 year. And Rabbi Shimon says, yeah, I've seen it. What do you mean you've seen it? So what? What are you adding to the Tanakhama? So says the Gemara, it sounds like Rabbi Shimon's disagreeing with the Tanakhama in some way. So Rabbi Shimon, ani reisi gedia. So ma'ika bein Tanakhama the Rabbi Shimon. What is the difference between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon? What are they arguing about? The Gemara is going to have four suggestions. Three of these suggestions will sound very familiar to us. Because remember, yesterday's daf, the entire daf was about ma'ika bein, was all about what's the machlokas between. We had three different things that we were trying to describe the machlokas between. But in one of those in one of those discussions of the ma'ika bein, we had three of these answers already came up. So that's the when we were discussing the difference between Gamre and Savre of Rabbi Yeshua, what his tradition was and what his logical conclusion was. So three of these answers already came up. The first three of these answers already came up. But anyway, let's see what it is. Ma'ika bein Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon. What is the machlokas between Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon? So the Gemara says possibility number one. Ika bein out Ziri. Maybe they're arguing about Ziri's din. Tanakhama isli Ziri. Rabbi Shimon isli Ziri. That the Tanakhama holds of Ziri and Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold of Ziri. Meaning, we're talking about a very specific case over here. We're talking about a case where the Rashi points out, if you look on the last the fourth line on the page of Rashi, Iku b'nai had ziri v'kamari gon shetinfu habanos biyom achron shel shisha chadashim lilei dasan. What happened was that after being born 6 months later, these banos, this second generation, had a miscarriage. It was a tinuf that they had. V'lo biyom tchilas chodeshvi, not on the first day of the seventh month, the last day of the 6 months. Of the sixth month. So what does Ziri say? Remember, Ziri said that after Tino, for 30 days, the animal is not going to be Mekabelas HaZachar. It's not going to want to mate for another 30 days. What's the gestation of a Behemoth Daka? 5 months. So we have to figure out, how is there going to be another generation born from this animal if the animal at the end of 6 months of its from its own birth, went through a miscarriage. So what's going to happen? So the hashak yehavas lamed detinov vehe chadashim deibur nimtza deyoldu biyom achron shel shnasan. It will turn out that they will give birth on the last day of the year. V'nechnasos heinu b'nosein ledir lisaser debshanachas noldu. So it can only be born on the last day of the year, because for 30 days, at the end of 6 months, it had its miscarriage. For 30 days, not going to be mekabel zachar. But after that, at the very end of 30 days, will be mekabel zachar. Then it will go through full gestation 5 months and will give birth on the very last day of the year. That's the only time it's going to give birth. So the Tanakhama holds like Ziri, and that's why the Tanakhama says, yeah, it could give birth on the last day of the year. But Rabbi Shimon says, no, it could even give birth Bitoch the Shana. What does Bitoch mean? Not just on the last day, even earlier on in the year. And that's why it says Toch Shnasa. So it could be 2 days into the earlier, 10 days earlier, something like that, because he doesn't know that there's a mandatory 30-day period after the animal miscarries before it's going to be Mekabelas Zachar again. So that is one explanation. Second explanation of what the machlokes is between Tanakam and Rabbi Shimon. V'ibayisema du kule alma islu de ziri. Maybe everyone holds like ziri that it will not be Mekabelas Zachar for 30 days after a miscarriage. Aye, but if we're talking about the same case where it had a miscarriage at the end of 6 months, so it shouldn't everyone hold it can only have the next baby, it can only have its baby on the last day of the year? No. Who says you need full gestation? They're arguing whether an animal can have leidin lemukutayin. Can an animal have a baby in the 5th month of pregnancy and not after 5 full months of pregnancy? Tanakama in Yoledes Limekutain, according to the Tanakama, absolutely not. It cannot be Yoledes Limekutain, and that's why the only way it could give birth is if it gives birth on the very last day of the year. Rabbi Shimon Yoledes, and Rabbi Shimon would hold, yes, it can be Yoledes Limekutain, and therefore can give birth even earlier on in the year. Good. So it happens to be the in Biri Adaf over here, he quotes from the Shalos Tshuvos Rabbeinu Chaim HaKohen that points out that according to all of the Terutzim that we're going to give in the Gemara, other than the Terutz about whether it's Yoledes L'Mekutayin, the assumption that the Gemara makes is that a Behema is not Yoledes L'Mekutayin. I mean, think about the first answer. The first answer was they're arguing about Ziri, whether it could be Mekabel Zachar within 30 days, but everyone's working with the assumption that the gestation is going to have to be a full gestation, that's going to have to be a full 5 months. All the other answers, except for this one, assume that everybody agrees it's not Yoledes L'Mekutayin, and even this answer holds that it's a machlokes, and the Tanakama holds that it's not Yoledes L'Mekutayin, which you would assume that we'd pass like Tanakama against Rabbi Shimon anyway. And therefore, this leads you to believe that the Talmud Bavli would paskin that a behema is a Yoledes L'Mekutayin, and even though the Yerushalmi says otherwise, it would lead you to believe this is a machlokes Bavli Yerushalmi, and obviously, when you have a machlokes Bavli Yerushalmi, we're going to go with the Bavli. So even though the Bavli doesn't come to a clear conclusion, Hilchasa, that Einu Yoledes L'Mekutayin, it seems to be definitely the tone of Talmud Bavli, and that's why Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz in Crazy Places, Him Tazvav, in the Crazy Oz Gimel, writes this way as well, that the Bavli clearly seems to be paskening that Einu Yoledes L'Mekutayin. But anyway, according to this second approach, that is Gufa, the Machlokas, Tanakam and Rabbi Shimon, Tanakam holds Einu Yoledes L'Mekutayin, and Rabbi Shimon Yoledes, Rabbi Shimon would hold it can be a Yoledes L'Mekutayin.
Wasn't everybody bringing up the fact that maybe they took one in an Uber year?
What do you mean they took one in an Uber?
Second order, and then the
13th. Oh, an Uber year.
No problem. Related to.
That's a good point. I don't know. That's a good question. Because it definitely goes by Rosh Chodesh El. So, yeah, if you have. Second order, well, I mean, that wouldn't help Machlokas, though. I mean, that would definitely make it possible. Right, but meaning, what are they arguing about? Then everyone would say that
Rabbi Shimon is talking about it. It's a different.
Right, you would have to say Rabbi Shimon is talking about an Uber year, and the Tanakam is not. So you wouldn't want to say they're talking about two different cases. Yeah, so third possibility, V'yibayisema, dukuli alma ain Yoledes L'Mekutayin. Third possibility is everyone holds it's not Yoledes L'Mekutayin. It's got to be full gestation. V'hacha b'miksas hayom kikulo kamifugi. Over here, they're arguing about one day. They're arguing, is the only time this animal can be born the last day of the year, or could it be born the day before? Because how do you count? Do you count miksas hayom kikulo? Do you count part of the last day like the whole day? So the Tanakam alar min miksayom kulo, the Rabbi Shimon amin Mixiyam Kulo. Tanakama would say that we don't hold Mixiyam Kulo, and Rabbi Shimon would hold that we do say Mixiyam Kikulo. So that's we started discussing yesterday some of the parameters of Mixiyam Kikulo, that apparently there's a machlokas over here whether we're going to say Mixiyam Kikulo by the 5 month gestation. Do we assume when we say it's got to be 5 months, it's got to be 5 full months on the full day, and therefore by the time the 5 full months are over, it can only be born the next day, and that the animal's only be able to be born the next day, or do you say no, on the last day of the 5 months, which is the day before the last day of the year. So it's already had Mitzvah Yom, and therefore the animal could be born that day. So we know we do say Mitzvah Yom Kulo in certain areas. We always say Mitzvah Yom Kulo by Avelus. Someone sits Shiva, so we say Mitzvah Yom Kulo, the last day of Shiva, they only have to sit a little bit in the morning, and then they get up. We don't say Mitzvah Yom Kulo in other cases, for sure, like in we said yesterday, we don't say on Yantif, 7 days of Pesach, last day Mitzvah Yom Kulo, we'll take off the end of the last day. We don't say Mitzvah Yom Kulo, so where do we apply Mitzvah Yom Kulo, where do we not apply Mitzvah Yom Kulo? So Rav Shechter in Be'ikve Atzon, Simin Yud Zayin, has a whole piece on Mitzvah Yom Kulo. Just I'll give you some of the highlights. So he points out, first of all, why is it that we don't say, even within the world of Avelus, Tisha B'Av is a din in Avelus also, right? Tisha B'Av, we're sitting Shiva, essentially, on Tisha B'Av. Why don't we say Mitzvah Yom Kulo on Tisha B'Av? We say it by Avelus. Here's Mamish a din of Avelus. So why don't we say Mitzvah Yom Kulo? So he quotes from Rav Yosef Engel in the Gliyone Ashas in Nazir, in the name of the Ramam Ipanu that asked this question, and Rav Yosef Engel answers that the Dafka be in Yone Tumava Avelus Amrin Hachi Bekdei Lema'it Bem, Avu bin Yone Kedusha bin Yone Simcha Ein Zemin Anachoni. So he says, very interesting answer. He says, when it comes to things that are Tuma and Avelus, negative things, so then we're trying to get those over with. So we'll say Mitzvah Kukulo. But Kedusha, Simcha, Yantif, Shabbos. You're not going to say Mitzvah Yom Kulo. Adraba. You have to be Mosif Mechol Al HaKodesh. You have to add to the Kedusha. You have to do more. But Rav Yosef Engel says, come on. Nazirus is an Inyan Shel Kedusha. It says Kadosh Yiyah. That's the way the Torah expresses Nazirus. And we still say Mitzvah Yom Kulo by Nazirus. The Gemara is clear that we say Mitzvah Yom Kulo by Nazirus, even though it's the din of Kedusha. So Rav Shechter says, no, maybe we can. And Rav Yosef Engel is obviously not dealing with the Tisha B'Av question. He's dealing with the question of Avelus versus Yom. Let's say. So Rav Shechter says, no, maybe he heard from a Soloveitchik the following, that Mitzvah Yom Kulo is only shaykh when you have a malos. What does it mean, a malos? That when you have a situation where you have to do a certain number of days, not that there are days on the calendar that those days have a special status, but when you have a certain amount of days that you have to observe, that's when we say Mitzvah Yom Kulo. But when there ever something is totally on a calendar day, so long as that calendar day is still going on, you're not going to say Mitzvah Yom Kulo. It's still part of that of that calendar day. That's the idea of that's the difference between, let's say, Tisha B'Av, which is on the same day of the calendar every year, versus Navelus, which is that person's personal time of Avelus. Now, the further question is, how do you view Mitzvah Yom Kulo? Do you view it that we divide the last day into 2 days, and therefore the end of that last day is not shaykh to the malos anymore, it's as if it's a completely separate day? Or do you view it as, no, it's still a continuation of the day, but you only have to observe the halachos for the first half of the day? Meaning, and Rav Shechter says, perhaps this is Tali, this is exactly the machlokas that we find, machlokas Tanayim, Anida Dafayin Alpha and Beis. There's machlokas Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim. Let's say a Zava is Toveles on the seventh day of her Zayin Nikiyim in the morning. The halacha is certainly that Tevila works, even though we don't do this now. When a woman becomes a Nida nowadays, we assume she's a Zava Gedola, but we don't allow Tevila during the daytime on the seventh day, but it would work to make her Tahora. Question is, what if she's Tovelis on the seventh day and then she sees Dam later that day? Does it now retroactively show that she was a Zava the entire time and the Tevila didn't do anything? Or do we say, no, now she has to worry, that maybe makes her a Nida going forward? But in between, when she was Tovelis and when she saw Dam, there was no problem. Why is it that we don't Tovel on the seventh day? Because we're worried she's going to see Dam again later that day. So what might happen? She'll go to the mikvah at 10 o'clock in the morning, she'll be with her husband at noon, and at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, she'll see Dam again, and it will turn out that he slept with the Zava Gadola and that he violated Nisar Kare. So that's why we don't go to the mikvah. But is that really true? That if she sees Dam at 2, it's going to go back and be Soser, all the Shiva Nikim that she had already? So that's a machlokas Tanaim. It's a machlokas Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim. What's the machlokas Talayan? So it's Talayan, Mixiyam Kukulo. Why is she allowed to go to the mikvah on the seventh day? Because Mixiyam Kukulo, right? So do you say that Mixiyam Kukulo says, okay, okay, this day ends a couple of hours into it, and then the rest of the day is considered a different day. It's considered the next day. So she already finished her Shiva Nikiyim. The fact that she bleeds later is not going to affect anything. Or do you say, no, the day continues. It's just that her Nihug only had to go up until a certain point in time during that day. But the day is going to continue, and therefore if she sees Dam, that seeing Dam is still going to be during the Shiva Nikiyim, and will be Sosa the Shiva Nikiyim, which is the way we assume La Halacha. Now, that's why. Now, additionally, in addition to this this idea of Mixiyom Kulo, another important factor in Mixiyom Kulo is the following. The Mechaber Paskins, that we don't say on the last day of Yud Beis Chodesh Mixiyom Kulo. We say Mixiyom Kulo on the last day of Shiva, we say it on the last day of Shloshim, we don't say on the last day of Yud Beis Chodesh Mixiyom Kulo. Why not? So the Shach and the Taz and Simin Shin Sadi Hei Siv Gimel on the Shulchan Aruch and Siv Gimel bring the reason in the name of the Trumas Tadashen that you only say Mixiyom Kulo on something that's day related, something that's about days, a certain number of days. But when the din is Tali and Chadashin in months, so then you're not going to say Mixiyom Kulo. Months are made up of days. Yeah, that's true. But whenever the din is formulated as a din in months, we don't say Mixiyom Kulo. There's no such thing as Mixas Chodesh Kulo, only Mixiyom Kulo. So Yud Beis Chodesh is a din in Betaras Chadashim, mainly not to say Mixiyom Kikulo. But Rav Shechter suggests maybe you could say different. Maybe there's another reason why Yud Beis Chodesh is no din of Mixiyom Kikulo. Maybe it's because Yud Beis Chodesh, there's no nihug of Yud Beis Chodesh. There's nothing that you do to make an Yud Beis Chodesh. Mixiyom Kulo means, at least according to the Chachamim of the Machlokes Chachamim and Rabbi Yossi and Nida, Mixiyom Kekula means that it's enough to do a Nihug at the beginning of the day of the last day of the Malos. That's enough to finish it up, to do a Nihug, to do something to show that this day is still included in the Cheshbon, and then you're done. So when it comes to Chiv of Shiva, so Shiva involves a Nihug. You have to be Menavel, the Aval has to be Menavel himself with a very great Nivel. He goes through all the Alachs of Shiva. When it comes to Shloshim, he's menavel himself a little bit less, right? He's still not allowed to do certain things but it's a niyug of nivel. It's a more positive kind of nivel. When it comes to Yud Beis Chodesh, it's just that there is no nivel. There's no din that an avil in Yud Beis Chodesh is menavel himself. There is no nivel in Yud Beis Chodesh. The din of Yud Beis Chodesh is that he's monea himself from osaros, from ta'anugim, from idunim. He doesn't show extra enjoyment in life, but it's really a shevi altas at Yud Beis Chodesh. Shiva and Shloshim are really kumva say to be menavel yourself. Yud Beis Chodesh is really just removal of extra enjoyment in life. So since the avelus of Yud Beis Chodesh doesn't have any nihug, so it would have the same din of the Zayin Yimei Nida, not the Shivanikim of Azava, but the Zayin Yimei Nida, where we don't say Mixiyom Kulo. The halach is Midaraisa, a woman bleeds when she's expected to be in Nida. She's Tamei for 7 days. She could bleed for 6 of those days, and she could bleed for all 7 up until the last moment. She's Tamei for 7 days. Why don't we say Mixiyom Kulo on the last day, let her go to the mikvah early in the day? No, we don't do that. Why? Because there's no Nihug of being a Nida. There's nothing she does. She's just a Nida, and that's it. When it comes to Azava for the Shivanikim, there is a Nihug. Azava, the Torah, is Mitzvah Daraisa. The Torah says she has to count. So how does she count? She does bedikos. She keeps cheshbon in her mind. So there's a niyug of Shiva Nikiyim. Since there's a niyug of Shiva Nikiyim, that's why we're going to say Mixiyom Kekulo by Zava Gedola. And when obviously nowadays when women are nidos, we treat them as if they're Zavas Gedolos, and therefore they act as if they're Zavas Gedolos, and therefore they have a niyug of Shiva Nikiyim, which would include a din of Mixiyom Kekulo. That's also also discusses on what about by Shmur Rechoka. The halacha is that Shmur Rechoka, if a person finds out about the death of a relative a very long time after the death, so the Avelus is only for 1 day. So how long during that day do you need Avelus? So it's only a Mixasiyom. Even part of that day is enough to do the Avelus. So in Shulchan Aruch, in Yerideya, it seems to be a stira, because in Shin Tzadi Aleph, he says, we never say Mixiyom Kekulo on the last night of Shiva. Let's say a person sitting Shiva. We always make them sit a little bit in the morning. Why don't we say Miksiyam Kula the day started the night before? We don't see Miksiyam Kula at night, only during the daytime. Yet, when it comes to Shmur Chalko, where you only need to sit one day, and even that day you only need to do part of a day, even Miksas Halayla is good enough. So what's the difference? Why Miksayom during Shiva, you need Dafka to be Yom, and by Shmur Chalko, even Laila is good enough? So it could be that the din of Shmur Chalko, Rav Salvechik suggested, the din, I think we've mentioned this before, the din of Shmur Rechoka is not a din that the Chum were Mesakin Avelus for one day. They were Mesakin Avelus for 1 hour. And that hour could be at night, it could be day. It's not a din in Miksiyam Kulo. It's a din that Avelus only needs to be kept for Shah Achas. But when it comes to Shiva, the din is 7 days. Why do you get away with 1 hour on the last day? That's a din of Miksiyam Kulo. But really, Be'etzem, it's a din in 7 days. Okay, that's a little bit about Miksiyam Kulo. Says Gemara Vayter, fourth explanation of what the Machlokes Tanakam and Rabbi Shimon is. Maybe everyone would agree that we say Miksiyam Kulo. Over here we're arguing about whether a mechusar zman can go and be counted toward the cheshbon of ma'aser behema. Meaning the halacha is that you're not allowed to bring a karban up until it's been 8 days after its birth. So what about the day after its birth? Can you at least put it in the pen for ma'aser behema? You're not going to be able to bring it as a karban yet, but can you at least count it toward the ma'aser behema? The Rambam writes in Hilchos Yisurim Mizbech, Perek Gimel, Halacha Ches, that it's a mitzvah saseh lahakrav kol karbonos miyom ha-shmini v'hala. Shedemra v'ha yeshivas yamim tachas imo, umiyom ha-shmini v'hala yeratzeh. So throughout the entire 7 days, it's called the mechusar zman. There is a major discussion in the Achronim about this din of mechusar zman. The Mishnah Melech on that Rambam raises the suffix as follows. What if you have a situation where you know that it was kalulo chadashav, that it had a full gestation, it was in the mother's womb the full amount of time, full pregnancy, 5 complete months for a behema daka, 9 complete months for a behema gasa, so would you still say there's an isra of hakrava of mechusar zman? So why is there a suffix? What do you mean? The Torah says there's an isra of mechusar zman, there's an isra of mechusar zman, why would there be any exceptions? So he says maybe the din of mechusar zman, the fact that the Torah says you know that it be makrav before 8 days is because it's at day 8 that it's yatzah mechlal nefel, that it's no longer considered to be a potential nefel. And just like a human being after 30 days is yatzah mechlal nefel, so to behema after 8 days is yatzah mechlal nefel. So it seems this way in Masech HaShabbos, the Gemara in Masech HaShabbos, Tav Kuf Lamed Ein Beis, Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer Kol Shasha Shalshim Yom Ba'adam Einu Nefel Shnemer Ptuyo Ben Chodesh Tifteh Shmonis Yom Be'behema Einu Nefel. It equates the two. Just like by a human being, 30 days, it's not a nefel. By an animal, 8 days. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds that the reason for the pasuk is that it's yotzi mechshash nefel. So what's the halacha by a human being, and by an animal for that matter? If it's kol chadashav, we know for sure that it's not a nefel, because a nefel, by definition, is a premature birth. So if it was kol chadashav, we would know for sure it's not a nefel. So the Mishnah Melech raises the suffix, what if you have an animal that you know for sure, it only made it exactly 5 months ago to the day, and now it gave birth exactly 5 months to the day, would you still have such a din of mechusar zman? So in Biri Adaf over here, quotes the Nimuke Chayim, who wonders about this Mishnah Melech, that it's Mefurish in our Sugya, that according to this Teretz in the Gemara, even though according to all the Deos, a behemah is not Yoledes L'mukutan, a behemah does not give birth before the full 5 months, it still talks about a psul of mechusar zman. I mean, keep in mind, all the answers are assuming that a behemah is never Yoledes L'mukutan, right? That a behemah always goes through the full 5 months. So what kind of suffix Mishnah Melech raised? If it goes through the full 5 months, you'll still have a din of mechusar zman. The Gemara says that we have a din of mechusar zman over here, and the Gemara is working with the assumption that it went through the full 5 months of pregnancy. So very, very challenging to understand what the Mishnah Melech is going to do with our Gemara. But anyway, that maybe is the machlokas in our Gemara. But mechusar zman, nichlas adil l'saser kamiflgi, v'atanya, we have a brisa that says, that teaches us Rabbi Shimon Shita in this exact case. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Omer, Mishum Rabbi Shimon, mechusar zman, nichlas adil l'saser, v'arein kebuchar. A mechusar zman will be nichlas adil l'saser, a mechusar zman could be brought into the deer for uh, to, the pen for Meiser Behema, and it has the status of a Bechar, meaning it's like a Bechar in the following way. Ma Bechar Kadosh Lefnei Zmano Bechar V'Lachar Zmano. A Bechar can't be brought at the moment it has Kedushas Bechar, because it has Kedushas Bechar Merechem, yet it can only be brought as a carbon after 8 days. So you see that Kedusha could be Chal even before it's viable or possible to bring it as a carbon. So the same thing could be by Mechusar Zman. It could be that it's Kadosh before the Zman, but it's Karav Liachar the Zman. And that's how you have a Mechusar Zman. That's why Mechusar Zman is allowed to be Nichnas Ledir. Now, there is a Gemara in Tzmura. The Gemara in Mesachs Tzmura, Daf Chafal from Beis, quotes a Brisa that an Asham Ben Shana that you bring as Ben Shtayim, or Ben Shtayim that you bring as a Ben Shana, Rabbi Shimon says there's no Kedusha that's Chal in it whatsoever. So the Shittim Gvetz over there asks that if you learn that you could have Kedusha on a Mechusar's man from Bechar, why don't we say the same thing over there by a Karban Asham? That a Ben Shtayim that you're maybe Ben Shana, it's a Mechusar's man. It's just a little too young for the Karban that it was supposed to be. It was supposed to be a Ben Shtayim. You brought it as Ben Shana, so it should at least have Kedusha. It's only a Mechusar Zman. So Shidim Gvetz's answer is that maybe you can learn that you can say as follows, that you can learn Mechusar Zman that's not ra'ui for any carbon at all, but a Behema Ben Shana is ra'ui for some carbon. It's ra'ui for that kind of carbon Hashem that's supposed to be brought Ben Shana. So since it's ra'ui for carbonos, it's considered worse, meaning if it's ra'ui for another carbon and you're trying to bring it for a different one, so then it's worse than a Mechusar Zman. In our case, before 8 days, it's not ra'ui for anything. So Hasem says a little different. He says there's a big difference between when you're makdishit to be makrevit la'achar zman, and you're being makdishit to be makrevit during the zman, while it's still mechusar zman. In our situation, clearly the kedushas bechar obviously is to be makrev la'achar zman. Clearly the kedushas meister behem over here, where it's something that's mechusar zman, you're being makdishit to be makrev la'achar zman. Over there in tomorrow, we're talking about a karban asham that you're being makdishit to be makrev right now. So frankly, Gemara, but anyway, what are we learning? We're saying over here that Meiser we learn from Bechar. Just like Bechar, you could have Kedusha before the Zman HaKrava, so to Meiser Behem, you could have Kedusha before the Zman HaKrava. So, Frakta Gemara, Vadiyalef Mebechar, Nelef Mekachim. Instead of learning from Bechar, why don't we learn from a Karban Shlamim, where you're not allowed to be Makdishit as a Mechusar Zman? The Kedusha is not even going to be Chal with Mechusar Zman. Why would you Dafka learn from Bechar? So, says Gemara, well, which one is Meiser more similar to? Is it more similar to Bechar, or is it more similar to Kachim? So, Mestavra Mebechar, Havalele Melef, it's actually similar to Bechar in four important ways. Shekein, Goel, Mum, Tamura, Achila. That's why we learn Meiser from Bechar. What are these four ways? Bechar and Meiser both cannot be niftin. They both cannot be redeemed. So that's Goel. Because by Mum, their Kedoshin B'mum in a full Kedusha, as opposed to other Kachim, don't have full Kedusha when they're Kadosh B'muman. Bechar and Meiser, their Tamura is not Hukrav. It says, Lov Tifte Kadosh Heim Es Dam and Tizrok. And we say, Heim Kraven Vein Tamurasim Kraven. The Tamura doesn't have full Kedusha, and the Bechar Meiser can be eaten with their mum by either Yisrael or Kohen, each one for the appropriate one. Kachim that has a mum is niftes, it's not eaten by anybody. So you see, these are four critical things that Bechar Meiser have in common that regular Kachim, that a common Shlomim, let's say, would not have in common. So says Gemara, yeah, but just like Meiser has four things in common with Bechar, it also has four things in common with other Kachim. Adrabba, Mikachim Avleilim of Shekain, Zachar, Kadosh, Bimatanos, Pashut. The halacha is that Meiser and Kachim are noeg on a Pashut, even if it's not a firstborn, and that it doesn't have to be a Zachar, it doesn't have to be a male animal, and you have to be makdish them biodayim. They're not part of the Matnas Kuna. So you have all these other things that Meiser has in common with Kachim that it doesn't have in common with Bechar. Ella, so it must be Rabbi Shimon doesn't derive. It's not that he learns his din of Meiser from Bechar, because just like he learned it from Bechar, meaning from Svara, that you've got to compare it to Bechar, because just like he compares it to Bechar, he could have compared it to other Kachim. Ella Rabbi Shimon Havara Havara Gamer. He had a Gzera Shava that Dafka linked the Parshios of Meiser and the Parsha of Bechar. The Parsha of Meiser and the Parsha of Bechar. Dafka, such a Gzera Shava, taught us to learn one from the other. Fine, period. Hechi Dami Tinuf. What is tinuf? What is the physical manifestation of an animal having a miscarriage? So Amar Rava Kata Amri Reusa Ditzalta Atzer Chayusa. So the womb of the animal contracts and expels something. That's tinuf. Shmuel Amar Ba'abuei D'dama. Shmuel says there's some sort of bubbling of the blood. But either way, whenever you think there's a tinuf, v'tzarech la'rosa l'chacham, you need to bring it to a chacham to get a psak halacha to know whether in fact this was a leda or was not a leda, whether this in fact counts as something that was leda that's going to make the next animal born not have kedushas pachar. So frekta gemara chacham ina yada, you bring it to the talmud chacham, he'll tell you what he could give you a good shear, but how's he going to know what's biologically considered a miscarriage? Now, aren't you better off bringing it to a veterinarian? So I'm Rav Papa, Rav Chacham. Yeah, a rabbi veterinarian. There's no such thing nowadays, probably, as a rabbi veterinarian, because veterinarians nowadays, there is such thing. Someone told me that they know one, but he only works on a farm, because veterinarians mostly nowadays, all they do is neuter animals. That's like most of the practice, and that's Nisa Daraisa. So most of the time, from guy, he's going to have a very hard time being a veterinarian. He has to have a very limited practice. Anyway, Amar Rav Chista, Arei Amar Yitzirus Havlad B'Isha Arba'im Yom. Rav Chista said that in general, we say that Yitzirus Havlad by a woman is 40 days. Up until 40 days, it's not considered a full Vlad. L'may Nafkim Mina, for what halacha? So Rashi writes that Ma'pelas Yom Arba'im Tzrich Halesha V'Mei Tuma V'Taira, that if a woman has a miscarriage after 40 days, so she has to observe the Meitum and Tara. Prior to that, it's just considered Maya Ba'alma. It's not considered to be anything significant. The Ramban adds also in regards to the Petur of Bechar. A woman is Mapelis after 40 days. The next child is not going to have Kedushas Bechar, is not going to require Pidyon HaBen. Before 40 days, will require Pidyon HaBen. It's much more intricate than that. There's a major machlokas how developed the first miscarriage has to be in order to pater the next child from Pidyon HaBen. But so we know by a human being it's 40 days. How about by an animal? How long does it take till there's a Yetzirus of Vlad? Well, Ziri says you don't have Tinuf for less than 30 days. So isn't that an indication that 30 days is the cutoff point? Says Gemara, no. Kabel itmar. Ziri wasn't saying that. Ziri was just saying that it wasn't going to be makabel zachar for another 30 days after it miscarries. He wasn't discussing how long the yitzirus havlad is. Matzina lokeach meyavid. So period. Now next issue. Matzina lokeach meyavid chavim. We've discussed if you buy an animal. Our mission discussed if you buy an animal from a guy. At what point do you assume that maybe it had a baby already? Maybe it didn't have a baby already. Lokeach meyisrael mai. What if you buy an animal from a Jew? Then what do you assume? What's the halacha then? Samarav bechor vaday. Then if the animal gives birth during that year when you buy it from the Jew, you could assume for sure it's a bechor. Demisa debikra. Because if the animal had or whenever it gives birth, you could assume it's a bechor. Demisa debikra. If the animal had given birth previously to another baby, a Jewish salesman would have told you about that. Why would he have told you about that? So Rashi says he would tell you about it so that he could let you know that what a great mekach you're getting, that even when it gives birth, you're not going to have to worry about giving the bechor to a kohen, that you're going to be able to keep all of this animal's offspring because it already had its bechor. So that's how he's going to sell it to you. Tos says, different pshat, that's Rashi's pshat. Shmuel amar bechor safik. Shmuel says it's a bechor safik. Savor l'shchit. He's not going to tell you because he's going to think you want to use it to sheft, not to produce offspring. So he won't tell you about it. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chulin Vadon. Rabbi Yochanan says no, it's Vaday Chulin. My time im Isad de lo Bikra, given the Ike Yisura, do we have a Modelay? If it hadn't yet given birth, he must have told you because he doesn't want you to be Nichshel and Nisser. So he, of course, he's going to tell you if it hasn't given birth. So Tiny Kavas says Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chulin im lo Adiu Halich Veshochit Ve'Nonimna. We have a Brisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan that it's got to be Chulin. Because he's going to protect you from violating Yisurim from the halacha of also Espino. Im lo hodio, if you buy an animal and the guy didn't tell you that he sold its mother that same day, you can just go ahead and shechta. You don't have to worry that he sold its mother the same day for shechita. Why? Because he would tell you to protect you from the Yisur. Shouldn't that be a raya against Rav and Shmuel? And so Gemara Hasam b'mocher talimilsa, hachav lokeach talimilsa. Not a raya. Because when it comes to selling also Espino, it's on the mocher, it's the mocher's job, it's his responsibility. When it comes to Bechor, it's Lokech's responsibility. So maybe he'll be less eager to tell you about it because he views it as your own responsibility. Okay.